One contestant hooked up to a heart monitor. Seven challenges, a jackpot prize, and 1,000 of your own heartbeats to win it. Hold your nerve, breathe deeply, and keep calm.
Oh, no.
Because the quicker your heart beats, the faster your time runs out.
I wasn't going to waste any more time on that one because it won't come in.
Can you handle the pressure?
Oh!
Of 1,000 heartbeats. Welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats, all that stands between our contestants and £25,000 are seven challenges and 1,000 beats of their own heart. Let's find out if our first contestant can keep calm under pressure. Let's welcome Cassandra. Welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats, Cassandra. Where are you from?
Essex.
You look very glamorous, Cassandra. What do you do for a living?
Thank you. I'm a receptionist at a primary school.
Oh, wicked. OK. So straight away, there's a lot of pressure dealing with kids
yes,
and parents.
Yes, it is, but I enjoy it.
How do you deal with that? Are you quite stressful under pressure?
I'm quite good with it. I tend to focus, so hopefully, you know, I'll be able to do that today.
All right. And you're quite fashionable as well. Obviously, yes. Everyone from Essex is quite fashionable. Loving the shoes.
Thank you.
Nice. They are fabulous.
Thank you.
So are you ready to play?
Yes.
Now, throughout the show, we are going to be monitoring your heartbeat. At the moment, it's 122 beats per minute. It's not bad. It's not through the roof, but it's not as low as it can be. So if you can try and chill out a little bit, just kind of get in your happy place, just relax and we'll see how your heartbeat goes down. So without further ado, let's put your 1,000 heartbeats on the screen. All right, there they are, good stuff. If that number reaches zero, it's game over. All right, good stuff, let's play 1,000 heartbeats. All right, Cassandra, this is the plate. This is where all the gameplay takes place. Two simple rules to 1,000 heartbeats. First one, every time you get an answer wrong, we'll deduct 25 heartbeats. If a question comes up during one of the rounds and you can't think of the answer, or your heart rate is racing and it's going too fast and you don't want to carry on, you can step off the plate. Okay. But that will cost you 50 heartbeats.
OK.
All right?
Yes.
Once you step back onto the plate, we will have replaced the question.
OK.
Understand?
Yes, got it.
Everyone starts the game with the same round. That's contrast, and this is how it looks.
This is contrast. You will see two answer options. You'll then face a series of statements, to which every answer is one of the two options. To complete the round, you need seven correct answers. Finish contrast before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
Are you ready to play?
Yes.
The first challenge is worth £250. Let's play contrast. All right, Cassandra, you need to get seven questions right. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Margaret Thatcher, Winston Churchill, play. Had a six-year gap before serving as Prime Minister for a second term.
Winston Churchill.
Is represented as a statue in London's Parliament Square.
Margaret Thatcher.
Was elected as a Conservative MP for Oldham.
Winston Churchill.
Is Britain's longest serving Prime Minister.
Winston Churchill.
Famously said, "I am not a consensus politician, I am a conviction politician."
Margaret Thatcher.
Followed James Callaghan as Prime Minister.
Margaret Thatcher.
Received a degree in chemistry from Oxford University.
Margaret Thatcher.
Has a daughter who appeared on the TV series I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Margaret Thatcher.
Is buried at the Royal Hospital, Chelsea.
Margaret Thatcher.
Yes! Well done! Come on, Cassandra. Well done, that was really good. Really good. Initial reactions when you first step onto the plate, what's it like?
It's scary, like, oh, my gosh. But then, as time goes on, it was all right.
Well, let me fire some statistics your way. You've got 791 heartbeats remaining. It peaked at 147. That's quite high, I'll be honest with you. You need to relax. You also got two wrong answers, which cost you 50 heartbeats.
Oh,
it's not too bad. If you can keep the wrong answers down to a minimum, that's how you get on in 1,000 heartbeats. So let me introduce you to our string quartet. Don't let them distract you.
I'll try.
They're going to be playing along to your own beat.
Great.
All right, so if they're playing fast, you need to calm down.
Okay.
If you're playing slow, it's fabulous. You're doing really, really well. So after the first round, Cassandra has banked £250. If you complete all seven rounds, you could be playing for 25 grand. But do remember, you must leave yourself enough heartbeats to complete our final round, which is cash out. And only by completing cash out will you leave with the money that you've banked. All right, let's take a look at round two. It's reorder. Here's how it works.
This is reorder. You'll see a list of six items and an instruction that describes how you must reorder them. Correctly reorder all six items before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £500.
So let me ask you, with 791 heartbeats remaining, are you going to play on for £500 or cash out for £250?
Play on.
Of course you are. All right, let's play reorder. Good luck, Cassandra.
Thank you.
You need to reorder six answers. If you're ready, please step onto the plate, Cassandra.
Jesus Christ Superstar, Love Never Dies, Cats, The Woman in White, The Phantom of the Opera, Starlight Express. Andrew Lloyd Webber musicals, date of their West End debut, earliest to latest, play.
Phantom of the Opera. Starlight Express. Out.
Yes, well done. Well, that's the right idea. Stepped off the plate. It's going to cost you 50 heartbeats, but it just saves heartbeats as well. So we're going to take 50 heartbeats off the total. So that will leave you with 618. Let's see what the first West End musical was for Andrew Lloyd Webber. We're going to start with Jesus Christ Superstar. Cats was in 1981. Starlight Express. From 84, Phantom of the Opera, 86, Woman in White, 2004, Love Never Dies in 2010. Ever seen any of them?
No, and I wasn't born for the first, like, three.
That makes me feel great. Thanks, Cassandra. We've got 618 heartbeats remaining. Let's play reorder. If you're ready, Cassandra, please step onto the plate.
Atonement, Love Actually, Anna Karenina, Bend It Like Beckham, Pride and Prejudice, Never Let Me Go, Keira Knightley Films, original release date, earliest to latest, play.
Bend It Like Beckham. Anna Karenina. Pride and Prejudice. Step out.
Stepped off the plate again. Didn't want to risk it. Not a big fan of Keira Knightley films.
I just wasn't too sure about it. I do like her.
All right, so you made the right decision then by stepping off the plate. Cost you 50 heartbeats. Let's take that away from 497. It's 447. All right, let's find out the missing answers. Bend It Like Beckham was first. Then it's Love Actually, 2003. Pride and Prejudice in 2005. Atonement in 2007. Never Let Me Go, 2010. And finally, Anna Karenina. All right, never mind, never mind, never mind. All right, Cassandra, for the third time, good luck. Let's play reorder.
Thank you.
If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
YouTube, Bing, Facebook, Yahoo, Twitter, Instagram, websites. Date launched, earliest to latest. Play.
Yahoo. Facebook. YouTube. Twitter. Instagram. Bing. Instagram.
Stop the heartbeat! Yes, come on over, Cassandra. Well done. Well done. Yes. Well done, that's Bab.
Yay.
Really good, really good. Obviously, massive social networker. Do you use Twitter and Instagram and all those
yes,
a lot?
Yes, I do.
All right, well, excellent stuff. You spent 450 heartbeats playing that round of reorder, and you've got 341 left. Mm-hmm. All right, well, you've got a decision to make, because after round two, Cassandra has banked £500 and has got 341 heartbeats remaining. She's got two options. What's she going to do? Find out after the break.
Which group had a UK number one hit single in 2001 with Queen of My Heart? Boyzone or Westlife? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, which group had a UK number one hit single in 2001 with Queen of My Heart? The answer is Westlife. Before the break, we met primary school receptionist Cassandra from Essex. She completed reorder and banked £500. Having stepped off twice, she has 341 heartbeats remaining. How far will Cassandra go on 1,000 heartbeats?
Welcome back to 1,000 heartbeats. Cassandra, are you ready to reveal your next round?
Yes.
Good stuff. All right, let's have a look.
This is Assemble. You will see a picture of a celebrity's face. The picture will be divided into eight pieces, of which five will be missing. Using the pulsing blue square, you must find the correct missing pieces from the 12 options. To complete the game, you must find all five missing pieces. Finish Assemble before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £1,000.
So, Cassandra, it's round three. You've got 341 heartbeats remaining. What are you going to do? Are you going to play on for 1,000 or cash out with 500?
I think I'm going to cash out.
All right. OK, I think the last round has kind of scuppered you a little bit because you stepped off the plate a couple of times. It's tough.
Yeah.
Cassandra, you've made it through two rounds. You've got £500. You've chosen to cash out. Are you ready?
Yes.
I love the fact you're still smiling. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. Good luck.
Thank you.
Fingers crossed. Let's play cash out. Come on, Cassandra. So, Cassandra, it all comes down to this. You can cash out and leave with £500, or will you run out of heartbeats and leave with nothing? Here's how it works.
This is cash out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £500, you must give five correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
Remember, during cash out, you can't step off the plate, and every wrong answer will still cost you 25 heartbeats. When you're ready, Cassandra, please step onto the plate.
True, false, play. Constantinople is the former name of Mexico City.
False.
In 1983, Karl Lagerfeld became the chief designer of Dior.
True.
Actress Amy Poehler stars in the US TV series
Parks and...
John McEnroe has been inducted into the International Tennis Hall of Fame.
True.
Say Hello to My Little Friend is a line spoken by Al Pacino in the film The Shining.
False.
RD is the start of the Royal Mail postcode for the town of Reading.
False.
According to Greek mythology, Hades was the king of the underworld.
True.
Queen Elizabeth II celebrated 25 years on the throne in the 1980s.
True.
Oh!
Gemini was a US space program carried out in the 1960s.
False. False.
Simon Pegg starred in the film The World's End.
True.
The Irish city of Dublin is further north than the Isle of Man.
True.
Classic novel of Mice and Men was written by John Steinbeck.
True.
The drink champagne gets its name from a region in France.
True.
Oh! Cassandra! Oh, come on! You got four right in a row at one stage. You were so close, so close. Could not believe it. Unbelievable.
I know.
I feel gutted for you.
I know, I feel gutted. It was fun, though.
But... Is it tough on the, when you're on the plate and you got all those questions coming at you?
Yes, it is.
Oh, man. Oh. Well, you made it to cash out.
Yeah.
You made it to cash out. Yes. But unfortunately, you used up all your 1,000 heartbeats. I'm really sorry. Thank you for playing 1,000 heartbeats.
Thank
Cassandra,
you.
Cassandra, see you soon. Well, who's next to play 1,000 heartbeats? Please welcome George. Hi, George. Yeah. Nice to see you. George, welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats.
Thank you.
Where have you come from?
From South Shields.
Oh, in the northeast of
That's
England.
Correct, yeah.
What do you do for a living, George?
I'm a chef at the local hospital.
Oh, nice. Is it true what they say?
What? No, hospital food's lovely, especially at our hospital.
Oh, excellent stuff. And how long have you been doing that?
27 years.
27 years?
Man and boy.
Wow. Well, you must really enjoy it.
I do, yeah.
And also, in that job, I would imagine there's a lot of pressure because obviously, like, you know, I did... straight away, there is a stereotype with hospital food and the pressure to give patients good food must rest on your shoulders.
And obviously, yeah, we've got the constraints of money as well, do you know what I mean? So there's always pressure.
Yeah, of course. And what do you do when you're not in the kitchen, when you're not head chef?
I'm a avid supporter of Newcastle United.
Oh, really?
I've been for 30 years.
And do you do any football yourself? Do you
yeah,
play any activities?
I play once a week, usually against a load of 20-odd-year-olds, so, you know.
Keeps you fit, keeps you sprightly.
Yeah, that's true.
And you like to raise money for charity as well?
Do, yeah. I've done a lot of different... charity events over the years, raised something like £15,000.
Oh, well done, congratulations. For any charity in particular?
Yeah, normally cancer charities.
Good man.
A local hospice.
Yeah, excellent stuff. All right, so there are lots of different categories that are going to come up on 1,000 Heartbeats. Sport, I would assume, is a topic that you're hoping will arrive.
Yeah, hopefully.
Anything else?
Yeah, I hope I don't get any cookery questions, because I'll fall flat on my face, probably.
Sure. You know what? People say that a lot on this show. They don't want questions about their own profession
in case
they trip themselves up. That's funny. All right, well, good luck throughout the show, because it's 1,000 heartbeats. We're going to be monitoring your heart rate. So at the moment, oh, my goodness me, it's 55 beats per minute. You're quite relaxed, quite chilled out. Is that the kind of person you are?
Yeah.
If you can keep it that low, when you're playing the games on the plate, you've got a real chance of getting very, very far on 1,000 heartbeats, OK?
Yeah.
Now, before we start, let's give you your all-important 1,000 heartbeats. If that number reaches zero, it's game over. So, let's play 1,000 heartbeats. All right, George, this is the plate. This is where all the gameplay takes place. George, everyone starts the game with the same round, and that's contrast, and this is how it works.
This is contrast. You will see two answer options. You'll then face a series of statements, to which every answer is one of the two options. To complete the round, you need 7 correct answers. Finish contrast before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
All right, George, let's do this. Good luck.
Thank you.
Let's play contrast. Good luck, George. You need to get 7 questions right. If you're ready, step onto the plate.
Black, white, play. The colours of the Jamaican national flag are gold, green and...
white.
Doves symbolising love and peace are usually depicted as being...
white.
The colour of the House of York Rose is predominantly...
white.
The colour of the cue ball in snooker is...
white.
The title of the book by Susan Hill is The Woman in...
black.
The surname at birth of the Liverpool-born blind date presenter was...
black.
The colour used in the name of the sea that is located off the coast of northwest Russia
black.
Is... ebony is a shade of...
black.
The colour of the smoke to signal the election of a new pope is...
white.
The surname of Bryan Cranston's character in the TV series Breaking Bad is...
black.
The colour used in the name of the rabbit in the novel Alice's Adventures in Wonderland
white.
Is...
yes! Well done! Come on over, George. You used 219 heartbeats. You got 4 wrong. That cost you 100. But your heart rate started off really low, and then I don't know whether you heard them, but the string quartet gradually started playing faster and faster and faster throughout that round. You peaked at 130, your heart rate. So if you can keep it as it is when you start, you'll do fantastic. I promise you. And let's try and eradicate those wrong answers. Have you never seen Breaking Bad?
No, never watched it.
Oh, my friend.
My wife watched the full series as well.
Really?
Yeah, never watched it.
You should borrow the box set. Go and watch it in the spare room. It's brilliant, honest. So, after round one, George has banked £250 and has got 781 heartbeats remaining. So, let's have a look at round two. It's Unravel. Here's how it works.
This is Unravel. You will see a circle of letters which spell out a word. The letters are in order. All you have to do is find the word. To complete the round, you must unravel 6 words. Finish Unravel before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £500.
So it's round two. This is Unravel, George. You've got 781 heartbeats remaining. How are you feeling about this? Words?
Feeling fine, yeah. No
bother. You'll be good. You'll be good. Do you think you can do it?
Yeah.
So are you going to play on for £500 or cash out with £250?
I'm going to play on.
Good man, George. Wish you all the best. Right, let's do this. Let's play Unravel. George, you need to unravel 6 answers. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Play.
Health. Weather. Step off.
Can't see it, George?
No.
It's the double A that is confusing. It's the double A. Any idea now?
Aardvark.
Aardvark. There it is. You stepped off the plate. Let's take 50 off 725. 675 is your new total, and you still need to unravel 4 answers. So when you're ready, let's play Unravel. So when you're ready, George, please step onto the plate.
Play.
Norms. Kettle.
Yes.
National. Breakable.
Yes, well done. Come on, George. Excellent stuff. You used 150 heartbeats. You've got 631 left. All right, let's see if we can keep your heart rate down, but let's eradicate stepping off the plate and let's eradicate the wrong answers because that's how we'll progress further down the rounds and bank large amounts of cash. But well done, George. Good stuff. After round two, George has banked £500 and has 631 heartbeats remaining. Will he be able to cash out with £25,000? Our jackpot, find out after the break.
What kind of flower is a heartsease? Pansy or rose? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, what kind of flower is a heartsease? The answer is pansy. Before the break, we met hospital chef George from South Shields. He completed 2 rounds and banked £500. With his low heart rate and 631 heartbeats remaining, will he continue to keep his cool on 1,000 heartbeats?
All right, so let's move on. Let's take a look at round 3. This is Assemble. Here's how it works.
This is Assemble. You will see a picture of a celebrity's face. The picture will be divided into 8 pieces, of which 5 will be missing. Using the pulsing blue square, you must find the correct missing pieces from the 12 options. To complete the game, you must find all 5 missing pieces. Finish assemble before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £1,000.
So, it's round 3, George. It's assemble. You've got 631 heartbeats left. What do you like at puzzles?
Well, I used to do jigsaws with the Bairn when she was little, so hopefully...
Well, hopefully you will have maintained your skills, because the quicker you do it, the more time we'll have to complete the later rounds. So, good luck, George. I would imagine it's a bit like putting a recipe together, all the different pieces.
Good analogy, yes.
Thanks very much, George. I've been working on that. All right, so, are you going to play on for £1,000 or cash out with £500?
I'm going to play on.
All right, good luck, George. Let's do it. Let's play assemble. You need to find 5 missing pieces, George. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Beyoncé. Play.
Four. One. Five. Three. Six. One. Twelve. Nine.
Yes, George! Well done, George. That was, of course...
I don't know.
Beyoncé.
Beyoncé, I'm terrible with celebrities.
Beyoncé.
Cough me yourself.
Oh. Blow it up. Nice. Thank you, George. Very kind. You used 215 heartbeats, you got 3 wrong, and you peaked at 134. So your heart rate is quite interesting because you have the capability to take your heart rate right down, but then during gameplay, it comes right up. Do you feel panicked at all on the
plate? No,
not at
all.
No, just taking it one step at a time. So, after round 3, you've banked £1,000 and you've got 416 heartbeats remaining. All right, George, it's round 4. It's identify. This is how it works.
This is identify. You will see a list of 8 answer options. You will then be shown a statement. Correctly identify the 4 options that are true to the statement. Each time you submit 4 answers, the lights at the bottom of the screen will indicate how many are correct. Finish identify before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £2,500.
So, George, it's round 4, it's identify. How do you think you're going to fare with 416 heartbeats remaining?
I don't know, Vernon. The way I've been playing, I don't feel too confident about it.
Really? You're a cool character because
you're... cool, but I'm...
Your BPMs are quite low. It's a game of general knowledge. How good is your general knowledge? How good's your banter, your daily banter in the kitchen?
It's quite good.
Well, you never know. That might help. We're looking for sports questions, obviously. That's a topic that you'd like to see. What else? History, politics?
Oh, no history, no politics.
No?
Probably travel or something.
All right, so are you going to play on for 2,500 or cash out with 1,000?
I think I might just cash out.
Really? George, with 416 heartbeats? Are you sure? You're not too sure, are you?
It's just the way it's been going, I'm going to cash out.
All right, fair enough. Let's play cash out. So, George, it all comes down to this. Can you cash out and leave with £1,000? Or will you run out of heartbeats and leave with nothing? Here's how it works.
This is cash out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £1,000, you must give 5 correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
Now, do remember, during cash out, you cannot step off the plate. And as always, a wrong answer will cost you 25 heartbeats. When you're ready, George, Please step onto the plate.
True, false, play. Andy Warhol's famous art studio was known as The Factory.
True.
The chemical name for laughing gas is oxygen difluoride.
False.
Footballer Zinedine Zidane has been sent off in a FIFA World Cup final.
True.
The MMR vaccine protects against measles, mumps and rubella.
True.
The Dewey Decimal Classification System is used to organise the contents of a library.
False.
The UK has a higher population than Japan.
False.
The novella, Breakfast at Tiffany's, was written by Leo Tolstoy.
False.
Russia shares a land border with South Korea.
False.
The character Bottom appears in Shakespeare's Macbeth.
False.
The Grand Slam tennis tournament known as Roland Garros is held in France.
True. Yeah!
Well done. Well done.
Thank you.
You're shaking your head, though. Why are you shaking your head, George?
I probably should have went on.
You probably should have gone on. You've got 246 heartbeats remaining, which is more than enough to complete Identify. You were reserved in your gameplay. You wanted to leave with £1,000. You did it. You're successful. You're a winner. You've won £1,000. Thank you for playing 1,000 Heartbeats. Well done, George.
Thank you.
Fantastic. So, who's next to play 1,000 Heartbeats? Please welcome Roger.
Hi, Roger. Welcome to the show.
Roger, where are you from?
I am from South East London.
Oh, OK. And what do you do for a living?
I'm a recruitment consultant.
OK, so do you find people jobs? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I work specifically within the healthcare industry, so I'm finding sort of social workers' jobs. It's very, very pressurised day to day. I think over time you get used to it, but, yeah, there are some days that are less stressful than others. Some involve screaming, some doesn't.
How do you think you're going to fare today on 1,000 Heartbeats? If you work in a pressurised job, then this should be a walk in the park for you.
Yeah, I think I'll cope okay. Whether or not my heartbeat's racing or not is another question, but I guess we'll find out.
But what kind of topics are you hoping are going to come up on the board?
I'm not particularly looking forward to maths, but things like sort of sport, film, anything like that would be good. I've got quite a good general knowledge, I think.
All right, good stuff. And how do you relax at home?
Once I get home, we just like watching movies with my wife, going out for dinner when we can. I enjoy watching and playing football. It doesn't help me relax, but I enjoy doing it anyway.
Yeah. So. Who's your team? Who do you follow?
Liverpool.
Oh, OK. Good man. I'm a Bolton Wanderers fan, so
yeah.
I don't know what goes on in the Premier League. All right, my friend, throughout the show, we're going to be monitoring your heart rate. At the moment, it's not bad. It's 108 beats per minute. That's pretty good, that.
OK.
If you can keep it like that throughout the whole of the rounds, throughout the gameplay, then hopefully it will enable you to get to the £25,000 question. All right, let's give you your 1,000 heartbeats. All right, there they are. Good stuff. If that number reaches zero, it's game over. All right, good luck. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready to play.
Let's play 1,000 Heartbeats.
Thank
good
you.
Luck, my friend. All right, Roger, everyone starts the game with the same round. That's contrast. Let's take a look.
This is contrast. You will see two answer options. You'll then face a series of statements, to which every answer is one of the two options. To complete the round, you need 7 correct answers. Finish contrast before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £250.
The first challenge is worth £250. Let's do this. Let's play contrast. Roger, you need to find the answers to 7 questions. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Orlando Bloom, Johnny Depp, play. Starred in the 1990 film Edward Scissorhands.
Johnny Depp.
Was born in the US state of Kentucky.
Johnny Depp.
Was given a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 2014.
Orlando Bloom.
Played Will Turner in the Pirates of the Caribbean films.
Orlando Bloom.
Has a son called Flynn.
Orlando Bloom.
played Officer Tom Hansen in the TV series 21 Jump Street.
Orlando Bloom.
Used to be in a rock band called P.
Johnny Depp.
Was married to supermodel Miranda Kerr.
Orlando Bloom.
Yes, well done. Well done, Roger. Good stuff. Just one wrong answer. Yep. It's not bad. Really well played. You panicked a little bit and thought, oh, goodness gracious me. But you're all right. So, after round one, Roger has banked £250. He's got 872 heartbeats remaining. Where will he end up? How much money will he leave the show with? Find out after the break.
Miranda Hart played Chummy in which period drama series? Call the Midwife or Downton Abbey? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, Miranda Hart played Chummy in which period drama series? The answer is Call the Midwife. Before the break, we met recruitment consultant Roger from South East London. He completed Contrast and banked £250. With 872 heartbeats remaining, will he make it to the jackpot prize of £25,000?
All right, let's have a look at round two. It's reorder. Here's how it works.
This is reorder. You'll see a list of six items and an instruction that describes how you must reorder them. Correctly reorder all six items before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £500.
All right then, Roger, it's round two. You've got 872 heartbeats remaining. How are you feeling after that first round? Now that it's done, out the way, you know what's coming.
Yeah, pretty confident still. Happy.
Good man. One wrong answer, 25 heartbeats deducted. They all add up.
Yeah.
Word of warning, they all add up. So try and take some time or take some BPMs thinking of the answer so you don't get any wrong answers, because they're vital towards the end of the game. What do you think of reorder?
Yeah, again, it's around that, depending on the question. Yeah. But I should be OK with this one.
Pretty confident with general knowledge?
Yeah, pretty confident with general knowledge. It depends on the subject. There's a few I can think of that I don't want to get, but like we'll see. Things like wars, for example, not great on that sort of thing. History's not a good point for me, so we'll see.
All right, well, we'll see. So, are you going to play on for £500 or cash out with £250?
I'm going to play on.
All right, Roger, let's play a reorder. Good luck. Roger, you need to put these six answers in correct order. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Viking, Norman, Victorian, Anglo-Saxon, Tudor, Roman. Eras of Great Britain, date they started, earliest to latest. Play.
Viking. Anglo-Saxon. Step off.
History, he said you didn't want history.
Yeah.
He said you didn't want history. You did the right thing by stepping off the plate, though. Because instead of going through the list and guessing, you may as well just take a hit with 50, because you proved to us and you proved to yourself that the first two were wrong, wasted 25 heartbeats per wrong answer. So 100 in total. We'll go through the answers. Let's start off with, obviously, the earliest, Roman. Then it was Anglo-Saxon, Viking, Norman. That's my dad's name. Tudor and Victorian.
I would have been okay if I got that first one.
Yeah, you got the first one. Oh, so you had the remainder, did you? Just the first one that...
I had a good idea, but I honestly didn't think the Roman was first, so...
All right, well, let's forget that. Let's forget that. Cost you 100 heartbeats. Mm-hmm. Steps off the plate, cost you 50, so let's take 50 from 768. 718. You still need to find six correct answers. All right, Roger, feeling confident? Heartbeats gone down, 97.
Yeah.
All right, good luck. Let's play reorder. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Patella, cranium, tibia, coccyx, scapula, talus, bones. Standing human, highest to lowest.
Step off.
Oh. I saw that and I thought, what? When patella came up, I thought it was a Spanish dish. She stepped off the plate straight away, not confident biology.
No, there's a couple I may have got, but starting from highest to lowest, I would never have got through that.
So, highest to lowest, we're going to start with the cranium. Scapula. Coccyx. Patella. Tibia. And pallis. Mm-hmm. So that's the order from highest to lowest. Let's take 50 heartbeats off 700. 650. So we still need to find six answers.
Okay.
In your own time, 100 BPM at the moment, that's really, really good. So I'll get out of the way. Let's play reorder. Still looking for six answers, Roger. If you're ready, step onto the plate.
E.T. the Extraterrestrial, Jurassic Park, Jaws, Lincoln, The Color Purple, Hook, Steven Spielberg films, original release date, earliest to latest, play.
Jaws. E.T. the Extraterrestrial. The Color Purple. Hook. Jurassic Park. Lincoln.
Yeah! Perfect! Well done, Roger. That's more like it. You said at the top of the show that you'd like films. That's how you relax. Bang. No wrong answers. Well done. In total, however, you used 281 heartbeats. That's because you stepped off the plate twice and you had a couple of wrong answers. We're relaxed now. Your peak was 138 heartbeats per minute. But it starts quite low. I think it's once you get excited during gameplay. But we're doing all right. We're in good stead. All right, Roger, let's take a look at round three. It's Unscramble. Here's how it works.
This is Unscramble. You will see five anagrams. You will then be given a theme that links them all together. To complete the round, you must unscramble all five words. If you need help, you can request a clue, but it will cost 25 heartbeats. Finish Unscramble before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £1,000.
So, it's round three, you've got 591 heartbeats remaining. How are you going to analyse your performance so far?
Positives and negatives in the last round. I think I did well stepping off when I needed to.
Great tactical gameplay.
But, yeah, obviously I wish films had come up a bit sooner.
Yeah. What do you think about Unscrambled?
I should be OK with Unscrambled. I mean, again, it sounds really obvious, but you either see it or you don't. But I'm feeling confident.
Are you going to play on for £1,000 or cash out 500?
I'm going to play on for 1,000.
All right, good man. Let's do this. Let's play on Scramble. Good luck, Roger. All right, Roger, you need to unscramble five words. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Science, play.
Three, oxygen. Two, aluminium. Five, mercury. Four, carbon. Step off.
Oh, Roger, I'm gonna tell you straight away. When you see it, it's gonna eat you up. It really is. So let's reveal number one. It is hydrogen.
Of course it is.
Oh! All right, Roger, so we've got to take 50 off 521, which leaves you 471. Still need one answer. Let's play Unscramble. Once again, if you're ready, step onto the plate, Roger.
Animals, play.
Clue.
Breeds of dog.
Four, husky.
Yes, well done. Well done, Roger. Took a clue, cost you 25 heartbeats, but you got the final answer, which is good. It's really good. It cost you a lot of heartbeats, that.
Mm.
they cost you 181 heartbeats. But you've got 410 remaining and you've banked £1,000. Roger, unfortunately, we've run out of time. Pivotal point of the show, but you'll have to tune in next time on 1,000 Heartbeats to find out how he gets on. We'll see you then.